For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It's been 1 week since the deadly shooting of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers presided over the services for 97-year-old Rose Malinger, the last of the victims to be buried and the oldest victim.
This is the last funeral, and every time I do one, particularly when for me, because I'm also a chanter, when I chant a memorial prayer, it takes a piece of my soul away, and I have no more left to give.
Malinger, who once served as the school secretary at Tree of Life, was a fixture there for 60 years, regularly attending worship services with her family. Midterm elections generally tend to draw out an older, wider electorate, but Jake Evans says this year will be different.
Well, at least in Georgia, and I'm president of Atlanta Young Republicans, there's a lot of interest in the gubernatorial election.
And he says millennials are now the largest voting bloc. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Midterm elections are next week, and some religious leaders are asking for a change. The Reverend Barbara Williams Skinner, president of the Skinner Leadership Institute, says our leaders need to exercise the golden rule so the nation can follow.
There is no good news in demonizing Jews and Muslims and poor people and non-white people.
She's one of those speaking out against what she calls President Trump's anti-migrant and divisive rhetoric concerning the caravan of some 4,000 people heading north through Mexico toward the U.S. border. Now that police have identified the shooter at a Tallahassee yoga studio attack that left two people dead before killing himself, Police Chief Michael DeLeo says they can begin to examine what motivated Scott Paul Beely.
What his cell phone records are, social media, laptops, talking to his friends, his neighbors, his family members about what may have precipitated this event.
Two of the victims died, two were in stable condition, and three were treated and released. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Supreme Court says it won't block a lawsuit over climate change, USA's Wendy King reports.
The Trump administration requested the suit be stopped, saying that it was misguided. But the high court ruled the administration didn't reach the high bar necessary to halt it. The justices suggested the White House consider a federal appeals court if necessary for its request. At issue is a lawsuit brought by youths accusing the U.S. government of failing to properly address climate change. The plaintiffs allege that as a result, they're being deprived of their rights to life, liberty, and property. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Four tornadoes reportedly touched down in the Bay Area counties of Florida Friday afternoon as a line of intense storms moved swiftly through the area and across the state. There were also some radar-indicated tornadoes. What's believed to be an EF1 tornado touched down in Newport Richey, part of a long line of storms ripped off roofs, down trees, and left thousands without power. In Pinellas Park, Chuck DeMarco was at the supermarket.
My wife called me. She said, come home now. Tornado. That's all she said. I was praying that I would find my house. So we were spared.
Nearly 60,000 people were without power. A six-year-old tiger in India is dead after killing at least 13 people over 2 years. The BBC reports rangers were called into a small village after the man-eating tiger was spotted. They intended to use a tranquilizer, but the cat charged and was killed by a single shot. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.